You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2018 in Las Vegas, and I'm with John Rietveld, the CEO of Eye for Floor. John, how you doing?
I'm very well, Kemp, and I'm happy to be in Las Vegas again.
We talked in Germany just a couple weeks ago and kind of updated our listeners a little bit about the company. Just a quick review of that real quick. You're one of the three big players in the intellectual property business, kind of, I guess, the newest firm to be in this area. And you got started, you're not new to the flooring business because many years ago you were with Tarkett as an individually. You've got some new partnerships we can talk about, but you got started in this IP area with an innovative click system. Why don't you show us a little bit about that and tell us about it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Everything needs to have a start with something. And we started with a new technology in a drop lock, which is actually for all sides, but it works best on the short side. And this is also where the need was. So the best actually is to show it, huh? Because at the end of the day, a picture says more than many words. Many people know the angle system to get the long side in. These are small panels, so you put it like this in an angle in, and then you adjust it here and you put it in.
Okay.
And the interesting thing is this is the first click which clicks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, we're kind of proud. It came with the package. But okay. This is the main invention which we have been rolling out since early 2014. And which was the start of a big journey.
John, you mentioned click. I want to get into that. Actually, click is a trademark for one of your competitors, right? So it's difficult to use that word click in this system. Is that right?
Yeah, we don't use it. We call it drop lock, yeah. And it's a mechanical locking system of panels. And so, but we found it interesting that you hear yeah. The sound click.
So. Now, one of the neat things about this system. It's almost much more simple because the profile is easier to make, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because we were looking at two things. First of all, it had to be the best easy installation for consumers and installers. But besides that, it needed also to be very easy to produce. Because our manufacturers have, they tend to have very high levels of productivity. And so every percent they lose is really a lot of money at the end. And so we developed a system where basically they can use a normal profiling machine and don't need any investment other than buying the tooling for the machine, which is normal for all their different applications.
So there's basically three or four primary systems out there that do this, and the other two companies, obviously Unilin and Vilinge, are in this business as well. One question I'm curious about, when we start talking about all this multi-layer flooring and all this movement toward click systems, is there some of the challenges are thermal temperature changes and also uneven flooring? Does this one perform really well in all those situations?
Yeah, it does. It is what you say. It's because every material has its own characteristics, and therefore you have norms and tests you need to go through. So, and that goes from tensile strength tests up to climate chambers, custard chair tests, and our system has passed all those requirements.
So you've evolved past this now, and you've got different surface technologies and many more things that you're adding to your menu of innovation of intellectual properties, right?
That's correct. We have been adding ourselves new patents, and we have been signing different partnership agreements with manufacturers who had interesting patents in their portfolio. And what we are doing now, we're in the phase of grouping those patents in clusters. So you have a cluster of locking patents, you have a cluster of surface treatments, industrial processes, wall and board technologies. And we cluster them, and within those clusters, we kind of mark the specific patents which are important for the products, and we kind of price them. This is where we will get to our introduction of the menu, the pricing menu, so that people know exactly where they pay for it, and if they think it's interesting to add to their products, they can also create value with that. And that makes the market much more transparent, and that makes it also much more possible for new entries or people who have inventions, because kind of the big change in my opinion over the last 2-3 years is that many people come to me, hey listen John, I have an idea or I have a patent or I have this, can you market it? Is that if we think it's worthwhile that we add that to the menu, and it's just a pricing concept, because at the end of the day what we look for all is that we can create value with meaningful innovations. It makes no sense if everybody tries to get a part of the profit of a manufacturer by developing intelligence way how to get money from him. At the end of the day, what counts is that where can we create value to the consumer? What are meaningful innovations? And we hope we can work with our partners, but also with inventors or with new people coming on the show to do that.
So you're creating a menu system, and I guess the first thing that pops in my head is that is there some type of bundling, or does it make sense for a manufacturer that's producing a type of flooring to say, I want this type of click system and I want this type of surface technology, and so they pick and choose from different firms, or do you try to bundle it so it makes more sense for them to use all of the IP patents that you offer?
Yeah, actually both. We think it makes a lot of sense if we price the individual technologies, because that makes it also transparent for our partners, so that they know what we are doing with their IP into the market. I can also envision, and again this is in development and we hope to launch that in the next 2 months, is that if we group technologies together, that people take pricing. It's like you go to a restaurant, right? You order a starter, a main course and a dessert, but sometimes they say, listen, this is the offer of today. If you take all three of them, this is the price. And so we're working on that.
So where do you think this whole IP subject in flooring is headed in the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, I think there are some important changes, because we started the discussion about locking. Now you see clearly that it's all changing, the emphasis from the long side to the short side. Now, that is still going on, and I think we have not seen the end of it. So the next, I would say, 10 to 15 years is really short side technology development, because yeah, we also want to get better and better all the time. I think a big item for the future will be the surface treatment, but surface treatment more in the sense of how to make it more flexible, the production, and more individual. So you get very fast to things like digital printing. If I talk with the manufacturers, this is where they're most interested in going forward to do that. There are many, many developments on material compositions. I also think we have not seen the end of it, and specific requirements and so forth. That also opens the way to kind of ceramics applications, and so there are so many things going on the background where I'm excited to deal with. Installation, I think not only on the locking side, but there are different new things for installation. And this big change, what you really see is that people come up now suddenly, it had been a kind of a protected market for a really long time. And now it kind of all opens up, and people suddenly, if you look really in the last 12 months, companies who come with new locking systems, with new surface treatments or compositions, and say we have a patent. So suddenly innovation becomes something for everyone instead of for the lucky two or three. And what we hope is that we can do a structured approach, because at the end of the day, the market needs a structured approach, because what you don't want is that everybody is doing their own thing and criteria of testing are not clear anymore, because that's for the consumer really confusing. So what you try is to get a very organized platform, but where there is space for people to bring in their new ideas and innovations, because it's flooring is a very exciting category, and if you look in the last 2 years, it's enormous, the change, if I compare that with years ago.
Well, it's one of the reasons I wanted to start to interview you here today, is because innovation and new developments just seem to be, we're unlocked with everything we're seeing today.
Yeah.
And so it's a very interesting time to be in this business. We did a story in our February issue of Floor Focus where we talk about this topic, so I urge our readers to go there and learn a little bit more about this topic. Again, been talking to John Rietveld, the CEO of I4Floor at Surfaces, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.